Hello, I'm Raisa Rocha, and I'm the Managing Editor of Custom Media for Water and Waste Digest magazine.
I'm here with Virgil Diaz, Senior Sales Engineer with Mueller Company, here to talk about the LeakFinder SD technology. Virgil, thank you for coming here today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Can you please describe to us, what is LeakFinder SD technology?
The Echologics LeakFinder ST is an acoustic-based correlating leak detection system. I would tell you one of the most advanced in the industry, fairly easy for any one of our end users to go out, purchase the product, go through a few hours of training, nothing too intense, and at that point actually be able to go out and proactively search out some of the more difficult leaks that are out there. So in terms of user friendliness, it doesn't get much better than that as far as the versatility of the equipment. It's tremendous, and it's a very simple package to deal with. It's not very complicated. It's definitely a tool to have. It's a very viable solution. It's not something that's outlandish. I've had success with it. We've had utilities that love it. It's a way of reinventing yourself and setting your system up so that you're working from a survey type level as opposed to guessing and hoping that you know what's going on with your system. There's tremendous visibility with this product.
Mm-hmm. What type of pipe material can the technology be used on?
Pressure conduits, everything that is popular out there so far as your asbestos cement, and that's very important in today's world just because the older infrastructures get involved, pressure conduits such as that, your cast irons, your ductile irons, your cement lined to coated steel. And of course, the most infamous of all and the most difficult to work on, which were going to be your plastic pressure conduits, like your C900 PVC type pipe. That's something that we have tremendous versatility on. And it all has to do with the sensor technology. Like I said, a very advanced system. Right now, I would tell you there's not too much out there that we can't work on. And at the same time, being able to work on anything from small diameter to large diameter, it's a well-rounded approach when it comes to correlating systems.
How does a technology like this help utilities conserve water?
And nowadays, when it comes to mitigating water loss, you no longer have that option of sitting around and hoping that something springs up in the street, or you might end up with a giant sinkhole for all we know. This is a tool that you can go out there, use quickly. It's non-invasive. It's simple to deploy. It doesn't take a tremendous amount of manpower. The way the system's set up, it can actually keep you out of the street. Its accessibility so far as sensor points. You could be connecting, dropping sensors on air vacs, blow-offs, fire hydrants, just anything that's really in touch with the medium so far as vibrations. Obviously, we're working off of sound waves and such. So, you know, keeping our end users out of the street is one of the other nice temptations. The ability to share information, that's this where this equipment really, really shines. If you're out there, you got your equipment out there, it's a one-man team, and you're seeing something on your screen. Obviously, the correlator comes with a program that you're running off of whatever laptop you chose to have out there. But it's nice to have not just that high-end equipment, but the support behind it, being able to take a sound wave file that you're seeing at a job site live, saving it and emailing it to someone like myself or one of my coworkers in the engineering department and having a second set of eyes immediately take a look at it and give you a second opinion. I mean, that to me just shows you what type of versatility this system has. The ability to work with different line segments. So for instance, you're out in the middle of the street, you don't really have any valve points or hydrants, but you got service laterals. So you might be connecting off of a 1-inch HDPE service lateral connection, and you've got 300 feet of AC pipe 6-inch. The system is able to decipher between those two and work with two different pipe segments and still give you a very accurate and reliable result. And again, that has a lot to do with the quality of the sensors, the quality of the program, the algorithms that are behind it, the support staff. It's tremendous.